again, our format will be comments from Coach, and then questions for Jared and Deshaun. When that finishes, we'll dismiss them, and we'll have Coach take your questions. Again, if you just tell us your name, your media affiliation, that would be helpful. So thanks, Coach.
Well, obviously, a great college basketball game. We were able to put together a run there in the first half. Give Cincinnati credit. They came out and stung us to start the second half. And, we had to take some time out there to kind of refocus what we were doing on the defensive end. Once we got that going, I thought it generated some offense for us. We were able to make the plays we had to make down the stretch. When you play a team that is multi-dimensional as Cincinnati is, it can take its toll on you. And the biggest thing was challenging threes. Half the shots they took tonight were threes. I thought we did a pretty decent job for the most part, especially when we were dialed in. But great, great win for us tonight.
Questions for student-athletes? Raise your hand, and then we'll get a microphone holder over to you.
Right there on the left. Deshaun, just talk a little about, especially the first half, you really seemed to get in the groove. What got you going in this game tonight?
Having my mind right. Trusting me, coaching my teammates, and hitting the open spot. I was really good in that zone, flashing. And kicking it down to Sully and just getting in the open area and just knocking down shots, and that's what got me going.
Over on the left.
For Jared, Bob Baptist, Columbus Dispatch. Can you describe what happened to start the second half as Chad put it, when you were dialed in, you guys were pretty good, but then what happened when you did get dialed in? What was said that got you dialed in again after they hit you with that run?
We have two types of basketball teams. We have the cool guys, and then we have the blue collar guys. And I thought, the start of the second half, we got into the cool guy mode, and we kind of let our guard down. Coach basically told us before we started the second half that they were going to come at us with everything they have because Cincinnati is the type of team that just does not give up. So we just came out and decided to be cool guys, and they came out and they stunned us, and then we got ourselves back into another basketball game.
Down here on the right,
Len Robbins, New York Post. You can get that kind of answer, maybe we'll just get stuck right there. I'd love to know if you guys think you're the best forwards in the country. I don't know if you'll answer that. Do you think you complement each other as well as any two forwards in the country?
Deshaun, let's start with you.
We work well together. I think it's crazy. I think we one of the top forwards in the country, in my eyes. Playing well with Jared, in the summer, we were playing well together. And Coach James was telling us, you and Jared can play off each other real good. So I think it was very cool of us being one of the top forwards in the country.
Jared?
When you got somebody like Deshaun who can post the basketball, score off jump hooks, hit the open shot at the three-point line, and he pretty much catches everything that you throw at him. He pretty much makes me look a lot better than what I am. I think when Deshaun's hitting shots like the way he was hitting today in the first half, and even when he was open in the second half, he's still knocking it down. I think it makes it so much easier for me to find Deshaun because he don't know where nobody knows where he's at but me. Because sometimes he's on the block, or sometimes he's at the 3-point line, or sometimes he's at the mid post area. So I think Deshaun just makes me look a lot better than what I am.
Yes, way over here on the right.
Tammy Madsen, CBSSports.com. Jared, could you talk a little bit about Lenzel's game tonight? He really had a strong game and has offered those type of performances in spurts for you guys this season.
Lenzel is when he gets to going, this whole basketball team, we kind of feed off of Lenzel. Lenzel pretty much came to the huddle, and he kind of spoke throughout the huddle. And I thought that was tremendous. And I think we responded off his leadership today, and his defensive intensity, and his just ability to get to the basketball and share the basketball.
Over here on the left.
Greg Logan of Newsday for Jared. In that 17-1 run in the second half, there were a couple of three-pointers for you guys, but mostly it seemed like you made a commitment to go pound it inside and either get to the line or get the easy basket. So what was that the thinking at that point?
Around that time, I think we was in a one-on-one situation, so we was just trying to attack the basket and not settle for, you know, a good shot, and turn down a good shot to get a great shot. And I thought Kraft's ability to get to the rim and Deshaun hitting down, knocking down the shots really kind of got us going. And then we knew they was going to double in the post after they doubled Deshaun the first play of the game. And I mean, we just read the defense really well tonight. And you got to give that to the coaches and putting us in situations where we could succeed.
Over here on the right, Jared Adams Agoria from SNY. I know you decided to come back to college this year in order to kind of make another run with Ohio State. Can you just talk a little bit about that decision to come back, and now that you're one win away from the Final Four, you know, do you feel that you kind of redeemed yourself for that decision and you want to keep it going?
The decision was to come back to, you know, make another run, but also it's just the basketball team last year really had a touch on my heart. You know, there's some guys where, you know, they're pretty much family. And, I mean, I really couldn't let my family down like that, and I thought that was tremendous on their part for accepting me the way I am. But I think as far as redeeming myself, it feels good to be in the Elite Eight, but, you know, we still have one more game on our schedule, and we have to focus on that. So, I mean, hopefully the train doesn't stop here.
Over here on the right.
Jared, that idea, though, I know you had the Brendan Knight poster in your bathroom and stuff last year with losing the Sweet 16. Just you now made it that one step further. I know you don't want to stop, but to be here today and instead of a losing locker room, just how's that feel?
It feels tremendous. I mean, Coach Mott has been through two Sweet 16s where, you know, the train kind of stopped. Well, it did stop. And we wanted to make sure that, you know, this train was going to keep rolling. So, I mean, it's tremendous to be in a situation like this. And it's a blessing, but at the same time, we can't lose sight of focus.
Any other questions for our student athletes? Down front.
Yeah, Deshaun, just to sort of double back on this, do you feel like you and Jared have gotten better over the course of the season of sort of playing off each other and helping to create things for one another inside with the attention you both draw?
Yeah, I think we got way better. We learn now that teams are double teaming us and, you know, hitting the right guy, you know, playing out the double team. You know, he see me flashing. Now they double teaming me, so now I see him flashing. So I think we got way better. You know, we just here as a team just to keep moving the ball, and then we play off each other. And that's me and Jerry, what we're doing. We just sit up for like that.
Down here on the left, getting the microphone to you.
Right there.
Thank you. Greg Logan, Newsday for Jared. What are your initial thoughts about facing Syracuse on Saturday?
I know we're going to face a 2-3 zone. There's no hiding that. They're very long. They're very athletic. I mean, they can get up and down with the best of them, so it's going to be a game that, you know, we're going to have to try to control the tempo, and also we're going to have to score, you know, and execute our offense. Even though they're playing super zone, we can't just sit back and kind of let them punch us. We got to go to the first punches. Not literally, but you know what I mean.
Time for one last question for our student athletes. Okay. Thanks, guys, very much. Good luck on Saturday.
Thanks.
Questions now for Coach. We're going to start over here on the left.
Matt McCoy, WTN. Talk a little about this. Defensively, you guys turned it over 18 times, and they are not a team that has turned the ball over yet, 13 steals. A lot of that I'm sure had to do with Aaron, but did you think coming in you could do that against them, or talk a little about the defensive efforts?
Well, what we wanted to do was be in position and force them to make quick decisions. And you know, a lot of the tape we had seen of their opponents, teams hadn't, you know, we sort of just be sound. And we weren't sound to start the second half. It was, you know, just be in the right spots at the right time. They're going to make shots. They're a high-powered offensive team. They got, you know, plenty of guys that can score. So that was where our minds were of just positioning, you know, faking, staying, you know, doing those things. And I thought our guys did a pretty good job with the, you know, except for the 8 minutes start second half.
Coach, over on the left.
Hey, Bob Baptist, Columbus Dispatch. Did you have any inkling at halftime that the cool guys were going to show up and what finally got them back to being the blue collar guys? Was it you or was it the change in score?
I might have little to do with it in the timeout, but I think what Jared was saying, we let our guard down. And the one thing we've seen with Cincinnati was they could come at you in waves, and we game plan was never to let them, you know, get some consecutive scores. And when we did that, you know, they had the momentum going on their side, and we weren't able to control it. We affected us a little bit offensively as well. We had some costly turnovers there, I think three in the first 4 minutes, that as we told our guys, if you turn over against Cincinnati, they are scoring at the other end, and they did. You know, to these guys' credit, they did a good job playing themselves out of it and really got reconnected out there, which was just great to see.
Over here in the first row on the right.
Doug Landry, Cleveland Plain Dealer. We have sort of seen your team this year that you're great in stretches and then there's times when not as great. I don't know if we ever just defined it as cool guy and blue collar guy. It's a pretty good way to do it. But that was happening in that 8 minute stretch to begin the second half. Just how, what did it feel like for you when you were talking about the timeouts, you wanted to get them out of that? I mean, what was in that moment? How desperate did you feel to sort of shake them back to being the team that you knew they could be?
Well, I think a lot of it had to do with just youth. And you know, I keep saying I'm not going to be a dead horse here, but we got one senior, one junior, and the rest are freshmen and sophomores. And you know, when you talk about maturity with these guys, and I think we've grown in that area. But we need a little bit of a wake-up call there. And you know, the thing I don't want to do is take it away from Cincinnati, because they're, you know, a really, really good basketball team. And we knew they were going to make a run on us, and we just weren't able to stop it when we wanted to. But like I said, I give our guys credit. They played themselves through it.
Over here on the left.
Fred, what difference have you seen in Lenzel the past couple weeks in the NCAA tournament? It seems like he's playing with a lot more aggression and a lot more confidence, especially tonight, the way he went to the basket.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, in a lot of ways, Lenzel's like a freshman because he didn't get a ton of playing time last year, and it was pretty much spot play. You know, he's worked very hard. I think the biggest thing, you know, I talked to Lenzel a couple weeks ago. I talked to him about before we left Columbus. Just make sure all your thoughts are about the team. And when Lenzel is dialed in, he really, really sees things in terms of thinking, how do I help the other four guys on the floor? And because every time he can go into his own world and say, I got to get myself out. And when he's thinking that broader vision, he plays great basketball.
Yeah, here on the right, Coach Asbury from SNY. Just your initial thoughts on Syracuse, and also, you know, given all the off-the-court distractions they've had this year, what does it say about Coach Boeheim and the team that they're here, they've persevered through all that?
Well, I think this, when you look at Coach Boeheim and the job he has done, I hate to say this, since I was a little kid, you know, just watching Syracuse year in and year out, all the great players they've, all the great teams they've had. You know, obviously, they're playing at a high level, and they've got a great cause. And you know, I've always said that I think you see teams in the NCAA tournament that have, there's a cause, something that's happened. You know, and we talked about this today in the league. I mean, what Mick has done at Cincinnati since early December, you know, those guys have a cause. I mean, he's done a great job with them, and I think Coach Boeheim has done that. We got a heck of a challenge on Saturday.
Over here on the left. Just Jared and Deshaun combining for 49 points. Did you feel like that was something that you could get out of them in this game? And did you feel like Deshaun might be a matchup problem for them coming in?
We did, but conversely, we thought, you know, they may try, and they did. They were moving him all around and getting him involved in pick and rolls with the reverse side effect. But I thought those guys really combined, and you know, they were connected. The one Jared threw the hook pass out, Deshaun hit three late in the first half. I mean, they were on the rope together, and you know, they've been that way here at the plate.
Left. Coach Doug Tribune, National Public Radio. Could you reflect a little bit on, I know you don't have much time to think about it, on making it past this barrier to the next round, and what it's like dealing with that quick turnaround of the high and then back focused on the next game?
Yeah, well, I'm obviously excited to get past it, and you know, I think as you get to this stage, a lot of it, just the emotion of continuing to advance, really centralizes your guys' thinking and focuses their thinking. And you know, we've been on a stretch here, quite honestly, dating back to when we began February through the Big Ten season, and you know, with the conference tournament last weekend, we're kind of the same boat here. We talk a lot about the quick turnarounds, and you know, I'll be honest, we went into this game thinking Cincinnati was probably going to play a zone. We spent a majority of our time this week going against zone. And I told our guys, you know, trying to motivate them, you know, when we play Syracuse on Saturday, this will pay off for us.
In front, over here on the right.
Two things, Pat. Just the idea that this is where the train did stop for the past 2 years, does that add anything more to being up here and being a winner on this night? And then the last 10 minutes, the defense, Deshaun had a block, you guys took a charge, just the way that last 10 minutes again has been a stretch.
Well, you know, like I said, it's obviously a very, very good feeling to be down to 8, you know, tomorrow night whenever the game's in, with a lot at stake. I mean, so much is put on now, the NCAA tournament, and you know, I couldn't be happier for this team. I mean, if you had told me in November this team was going to win 30 games, I'd have said there's no way we're going to win 30 games, and to their credit, they've done a great job of putting us in this position. I think the last 10 minutes, you know, we challenged them. It was time, and we kept talking about it in the 4 minutes. You know, we need four stops in this 4 minutes. We need three stops in this time, and they did that.
We're here in the last coach.
Do you have to have a conversation with Logan just because of the struggles he had tonight? I mean, he did some other things, but he also had, he missed shots again, and he had a big turnover there when they were making their run. Are you concerned about his mindset going into the regional final on Saturday?
I will say this, and I said at halftime, William Buford played his best defense of his career at Ohio State that first 20 minutes, and that was something we had really challenged him in guarding Kilpatrick. I think from the standpoint of, you know, did he have a great offensive game now, but you know what, that was a huge three we hit during the second half. I think he will be ready to go. For him, you know, to be the only senior on this basketball team, as crazy as it sounds, he's the only guy that lost 2 years ago in St. Louis to Tennessee. And he's the only guy that was on that team. And, you know, for him to get past this, I'm very excited. Got great confidence he'll play well on Saturday.
Over on the left. Coach Doug Tribune, National Public Radio again. You talked about this a bit yesterday. I was just wondering if you could reflect a little bit on the year for the state of Ohio in terms of the success all the programs have had and knocking out one of your fellow Ohio teams.
Yeah, you know, I think that, you know, I was at Xavier many years ago, and if I'm not mistaken, one time we had three in the Sweet 16 or something. I know it was, I think the year Kent State, I don't know if the Sweet 16 or round of 32, whatever it was. I think Ohio is a great state. You know, obviously very happy. You know, as being at Ohio State, I love to see, you know, from Division III teams, Division II. I mean, we got great those teams as well, and I think it speaks volumes to to the high school coaches, the AAU coaches, all those guys, and all the great college coaches you have here.
We have time for one more question. Anyone? Okay. Thank you, Coach. Good luck on Saturday.